Now verse 10, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Have you noted that every time there's a rebellion or murmuring or complaining, the glory of the Lord appears? God's highly displeased with this rebellion against him. Now verse 11, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a great nation and mightier than they. God says to Moses, I'll destroy them. I'll get rid of them. And then I'll make a nation from you and fulfill my promises in you. Now, will you notice this? Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord is not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them. In other words, the report, the rumor would go around, well, God was able to bring them out of Egypt, but he wasn't able to put them into the land. He wasn't able to complete that which he had begun. And Moses calls the Lord's attention to that. And now God agrees to go ahead and put them into the land. And he gives this great prophecy here. It's the first time prophecy, and it occurs many, many times in Scripture. It's verse 21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. God brought these children out of the land of Egypt and put them in the promised land. And God has saved you. And God has a plan and a purpose he's working on. And he's doing all this that this earth someday is going to be filled with the glory of the Lord. And we find now that Caleb and Joshua are singled out. They are different. Verse 24, God is speaking now. He says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. That's a promise God made to him, and God made it good. Now we find God's answer to these people who actually cast a reflection on God that he wasn't thinking of their children. Listen to verse 29. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. In other words, that murmuring crowd, they are not going to enter in, but the children will enter in. Notice verse 31 then. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. They would be the ones that would enter the land. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And what a picture that is. Now we come here in the last part of this chapter. The children of Israel now, they want to, after crying and starting away from the place, they look into what's ahead of them, and they now are more afraid, actually, of the wilderness than they are of the land that they were to enter. And it's for them a lost opportunity. Will you notice? Verse 40, and they rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up into the place which the Lord hath promised, for we've sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord's not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemy. In other words, it's a lost opportunity. They wouldn't go in when God commanded it. Now they presume. It's presumption now to go up. Faith is not presumption, but this is presumption. Verse 44, but they presumed to go up under the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in the land, and smote them and discomfited them even unto Hormah. In other words, the children of Israel now are wanting to do it their way rather than God's way, and there's no blessing.